Michael Kahn, what brings you here?
I humbly request an audience with you, my lord.
Lord, yes. What can I do for you?
My lord, I have just seen Lord Miguel out among the people.
Really?
If I may be so bold as to offer some advice.
All right. Shoot.
My lord, you are perfect.
Huh. Well, go on.
But in your perfection, you cannot know how imperfect humans are. Like snakes, spineless and slippery. They are as untrustworthy as rats, stealing and cheating with no remorse. Spinning webs of lies like spiders.
Stop it. That's disgusting.
They're beyond disgusting.
Yeah, way beyond.
Then we're in agreement. I'll begin the necessary preparations immediately. Now, do you wish to have your victims bound to an altar? Or would you prefer them free range? And will you be devouring their essence whole or piece by piece?
Exactly, you've lost me.
I hope not to lose you today. But good morning. Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Alan, and I'm a children's intern here at Tempe Church. And today I have the honor of bringing you tons of good news. All I have is good news. Good news and more good news. And today we get to do a fun activity, the one that we enjoy the most as human beings, of course. And we're going to start off with that activity, actually. Yes, let's start off with that activity. And that activity is the video we just watched, which is, we like to point fingers, don't we? At other people. And how wicked we all are, or other people are wicked. And today, Psalm 37 might help us a little bit in justifying that. Isn't that good news? Good news, right? Anybody? Okay. Maybe just me. Today we're going to read Psalm 37, verse 1 to 11. And then we're going to read the last two verses in the psalm. It's a really wonderful psalm. I forgot the type of psalm they called it, but basically, the whole Hebrew alphabet is in that psalm. It's the first letter of every paragraph, if you will. It's the Hebrew alphabet all the way down to the end. Somehow, God wanted this, all the people wanted this, to be a summary of a whole alphabet, the whole deal. But we'll read from Psalm 37, 1 to 11. And it says, "Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Don't lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they'll be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity." Amen. All right, I'll focus on the important parts. The wicked. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. Today's sermon is going to move through four movements, if you will. All right, so we're going to talk about the four movements, yes, the wicked and the godly. And then we're going to talk about the foolish and the wise. And then we're going to move into some focus situations. I'm going to round off with something that we should all be listening to. How God really loves and cares for us. So, there are wicked people in this world. And this psalm begins by accepting that distinction. I don't know if you and I can tell who's wicked or not. I'm not so sure we can. I mean, sometimes people say, well, we can tell by their fruits, right? And what's going on in their life. And there is some truth to that. I just think maybe if Job was alive right now and all his kids were to pass away and all those things would happen, how many of us would point to him and say, well, that's a wicked man? How many would? Right? So yes, there is some truth to it. And yet at the same time, we don't have all the information. But God does. And because he does, he can make the distinction. He can say, don't worry about the wicked. But it's not for us to do that. At least not in this psalm. And the interesting thing, though, is even though there is that distinction, God is asking us not to look into that. Don't go there. Right? Just stop it. Just stop it. Don't go there. Don't go and compare, right? Be still. Don't worry about evil people who prosper. Don't fret. Don't worry. Don't be jealous. Don't go there. Leave that be. Leave that alone. Don't go there. And then, of course, I don't know how this works out, but somehow he just wants you to know that the wicked will get what's coming to them. He just wants you to know. Don't worry about it. And so in the children's class, we have this song about the wise men and the foolish men. Right? And we all know that when the rains came down and the floods came up, right? And the rains came down, the floods came up, and the rains came down, the floods came up. And they kept on coming. The wise man's house stood firm. And there's my favorite spot when we're singing this song. But the foolish man's house went splat. It went splat. Yeah. But don't worry about that. Don't think about that. Stop it. Don't be jealous. Don't be looking in that direction. Don't do that. One of the most interesting things that happened when I was growing up was, you know, I grew up in a family of five. And then we had an extended family. And there'll be like, what, 16, 20 people at our home at a given time. And so, of course, we'd have to kill a goat and, you know, make enough food for everybody. But the older kids always got the choicest parts, right? And the kids got like the whatever, whatever, small parts. And my mom would say, look on your plate. Don't look anywhere else, just your plate, right? Don't look anywhere else, just your plate. And I'm just like, it's hard. It's like, yeah, if only you'd been there, you'd want to look everywhere else except your plate. And that's exactly what God is saying right now. Stop it. Look at your plate. Your plate, stick to that plate. Don't be jealous. Don't fret. Don't look around. Stop it. Bring it back. Bring it right here. I know that it's really easy. It's the easiest thing ever to make that prayer, right? It's like, oh God, I'm not like that tax collector over there, right? That's the easiest prayer to make. It doesn't ask us to look inside ourselves. It doesn't ask us to look on our plates. Stop it. But then God doesn't just ask us to just stop it and be done with it. No. He gives us something else to do. Trust in the Lord. Take delight in the Lord. Be still in the presence of the Lord. Commit everything you do to the Lord. When we were talking about today's sermon, and I was asked to, you know, come up with songs, I said, nothing with Jesus in it. Right? Why? Because this is the good news right here. The creator of the world, the one who made you and I, heaven and earth, wants a relationship with you. God wants to have a relationship with you. Stop it. Don't fret. Don't look around. Trust in God. He does give us a way to him when Jesus comes. But this right here is an invitation by the Almighty Father. Abba Father, my Father, your Father, the one who loves us. This is the good news in addition to all the good news that we've been talking about. God wants a direct link to you, to your heart, right here, right now, today. He wants you to trust in him, to commit everything to him, to delight in him, to have a relationship with you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Austin made a really great distinction yesterday between hearing and listening. This is not new, but are you listening? The great being who made everything, my body and all how it works, and all those enzymes and the mitochondria and the brain, and that being wants to have a relationship with you. The one who brought up the miracle of birth where kids are born and we don't know how, but that's how it works out. Nobody can like make up a baby. Sorry about that. All these miracles that are what we call ordinary. I was talking to somebody many, many years ago, and I was saying, you know, sometimes miracles happen right in front of us, and we don't get to see them or understand them. Can anybody tell me how the whole butterfly thing works? Anybody? I mean, that's just amazing. I know it's small, but that's just amazing. The whole caterpillar turns into liquid, and then boom, butterfly is born. Something like that. Something like that. These are the miracles that our Father does. Small looking, but this is just amazing. People, are you listening? God wants a relationship with you. He does. He says, trust in me. Delight in me. Commit everything to me. Focus, right? Focus. Pay attention. Listen. This is where it's at. Don't fret. Don't look around. Stick to your plate. And in this, we find our identity. The question of the wicked and the not so wicked somehow has to do with identity. If we all are like those humans we saw in that video, then what is the distinction? What is that difference? I really like the last two verses of Psalm 37, verse 39 and 40. And he says, the Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them and they find shelter in him. For me, the hardest thing is doing nothing. Doing nothing at all. And I wonder if that's the invitation right here. Receive, sit back, relax. God not only has the whole wicked and godly thing done, he's got that taken care of. Don't worry about that. But guess what? He has you rescued as well. He has you taken care of. Many of us here know how to pray. I don't know how many of us know how to sit in silence and listen to God. Many of us here know how to love. But how many can sit back and be loved? Just relax, sit back. God's got you taken care of. He will rescue you. He will protect you like a fortress. Don't fret. Don't be jealous. Don't look around. Stick to your plate. Focus on God. And then relax. Sit back, relax. Chill. He's got you. I don't know how many here know how to work hard. I'm pretty sure all of us. But how many can sit back and relax? How many of us can just let go and be loved by God? Let him do his thing. He's got this. He's got you. Are you listening? Are you listening to the word of God? The ultimate, the one and only. God the Father, our Father, the one who sent his Son, the one who created you and I. Are you listening? Some say this is the worst way to do things, to tell people what you just told them. But I find that when we repeat things, they usually stick, right? This is the good news. Don't fret. Don't be jealous. Stop it. Stop comparing your life to anybody else's life. Stop it. Stop it. God's got that taken care of. What he wants is for you to come to him. Directly to God. The God. It just makes me excited. He wants you to come to him. To surrender everything, to trust in him, to give over everything to him. And then when troubles come, he will rescue you. When challenges come your way, he's got you covered like a fortress. I'm so grateful to bring this good news to you all. And I pray that we all surrender to God on this journey. It's not about our hard work or anything. 39 and 40. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them and they find shelter.